We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
I mean, I gained 20 pounds on Adderall. So I think you can eat your way through anything. What's up, guys? Welcome back to Goofy Cunt Nation. My name is Hannah Dickinson. I'm here with Skylar Corby. Hello.
Hello. How are you?
I mean, I realized I recorded the unedited version, or I put the unedited version of the podcast up last week.
I noticed that, too, because there was a certain point where you're like, I'm going to cut this, but I'm like, nothing cut. We didn't – to be fair, it wasn't actually a bad thing. We've done worse in the past, so –
Well, I re-uploaded it, so it's fine. But it's okay. I was like, oh fuck, was it that bad? I mean, was it that bad?
No, there wasn't anything. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, in the past, we've done things where it's like, we need to cut this because we're about to name names.
It's fine. I just think it's faster when I edit it. Like, the pace is faster.
Yeah.
But whatever. Who cares? Yeah. So JoJo Siwa got veneers. Did you see?
Yeah,
that?
I don't think I've actually seen
$50,000. $50,000 on veneers.
See, this is the thing. I want veneers so badly. I hate my teeth. I just want veneers. I want the full thing. But that's the number that stuck in my head as what veneers cost. So I'm like, well, that's never happening for me. But that's not normal, right? Is that typically what they cost? What's the normal cost for veneers? Number one. Then we'll get to horse teeth.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, she's probably going to the best person, right? Or quote unquote, the best person.
I would hope so. But like, that's what I would want to do too. Like, I don't want to fuck around and go get a Groupon for veneers. I want to be like, okay, we're doing this. We're doing this. But not really. I don't want like whatever. I mean, to be fair, I was going to say the Turkey hair plugs version of veneers. Every man that goes to Turkey and gets a hair transplant does end up looking much better and they do a great job. So maybe Turkey is the spot. But I don't know.
Yeah, if they're knocking out your teeth and putting in implants.
Yeah. Like,
you don't really want to get cheap on that.
No, like 10 times in a row. Like, ugh.
I just don't think veneers look that good, to be honest.
There are very few times that I've actually noticed the difference in someone to the point where I'm like, I don't think veneers were the problem, or I don't think you needed them, unless it's for like a medical thing. There are some people's teeth that are just fucked and you need the veneers. I get that. But like, I've known actual people, not celebrities, that have gotten them, and you see the after picture, you're like, I really can't tell the difference. And now you're, in my mind, $50,000 out. I don't get it.
Yeah, I just think it kind of looks like horse teeth, like they're going to be eating large carrots for the rest of their lives.
Well, because like we all think of Hillary Duff, early 2000s. She did get horse teeth when she first got her veneers. Like, they were bad.
But now she looks better.
She does. Well, I think she got them fixed. Like, I think you have to go and get them shaved down. Yeah. So I'm not sure how she did
it. It's kind of like hair extensions. Like, you can just tell.
You know what's weird? I think it looks – if I were to get them, I would only get the top because the bottom veneers are the ones that look the fucking creepiest. It's just too perfect. The top, you're like, I just had braces and this is just how my life is. And then if you have the bottom teeth a little fucky, it's like, okay, well, that's believable. But like, her bottom veneers make the whole look just too toothy, number one, but just kind of creepy.
Yeah, because she goes down on women too. So there's like a lot of teeth in that.
There's a lot. I mean, not so much as if you're sucking a dick, I suppose.
Oh, yeah, true.
I don't know. I think it's also just like, I mean, again, I don't really care what your self-esteem issues are, or your insecurities or whatever. Like, if it makes you feel better, great. But she also got them so white. I think maybe that's my biggest problem.
What would you do? Get them yellow?
No, but like, they're like blindingly white. Like, nobody's teeth look like that.
Do you get shaved veneers? Do you think they're color shaved veneers? They have to.
Well, like, so we all know that my biggest stressor in my life is my baby tooth that has no adult tooth growing in after it, and I might lose it any day. I went to the dentist. It's not as soon as I think it will be. I, like, cried. We're fine. But they've explained the process to me, and an implant, which is basically just a veneer, as far as I understand, is, like, when they put that in, they have to color match it to your other teeth. Because your other teeth are never going to look – I mean, they're never going to look perfect. It's always going to be slightly obvious that if it's – especially if it's up front, that that's a fake tooth. But the guy told me. He's like, we would color match it to be as close to your natural teeth as possible, if not a little bit light, like whiter, and then they whiten your natural teeth. But like when you're getting the full mouth, I don't think I would pick the whitest of the white just because if I was trying to fake people out, which is the point of plastic surgery. You're supposed to just be like, no, this is just me.
Do veneers go color over time? Like, can you whiten veneers?
Not like with white strips, no. Like, you're supposed to just, they should just be like that. I think they can get a little discolored, but they're not
like
supposed to be like.
Color veneers?
I don't think so, because they're porcelain. I haven't looked enough into the full mouth, because again, in my mind, this was never happening from a financial standpoint.
I mean, $50,000 is incredible.
And it's
she looks
so much.
Insane. I mean, JoJo Siwa, what is going on, too, with that outfit in general? She's, like, trying to be Lady Gaga, but she's not Lady Gaga.
Well, she's trying to be Lady Gaga, but it's betrayed by the fact that she was a dance girl. And I'm like, that just looks like a competition outfit or for, like, senior 17 solo.
Like, someone was like, she looked like Kiss, like she auditioned for Kiss.
Well, that's what I thought it was. I thought it was her paying like homage to Kiss, but I'm like, it's just weird. You just don't have the street cred for that. You don't really have the street cred to be Lady Gaga. Like, just wear your high ponytail. I don't know.
Yeah, that's a hard to pivot out of her character as like a child dancer. That's a tough one to get out of.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like it's tough to – I just feel like she has the energy of a Disney kid still, even though she's like – how old is she?
I don't even know. Like she looks like Benjamin Button. Like if she if you told me she was 17, I'd be like, yep, fine. She just has very youthful energy, which is nice. But when you're trying so hard to reject it like every Disney kid.
She's actually only 20.
Okay, well, I guess that's fine then.
For some reason, I thought she was like 42.
Yeah, really, I did too. I like, kind of did. Like, I thought she was in her 30s. I'm like, we got to let this go. This is a lot.
Yeah, I guess she's only 20 years old. That is so crazy. She must have so much money for only 20 years old.
Yeah.
But I'm not into her new single, I have to say.
Couldn't even tell you. You could play it for me right now and I'd have like 8 guesses and JoJo Siwa wouldn't make it.
I'm sure she would. It's pretty bad. So you could probably guess it was her. Well, speaking of Lady Gaga, you know, she is potentially engaged. Did you see that?
I know. I did. And her ring looks fucking... Her ring is like the size of my knuckle.
Her knuckle.
Like, it's huge.
It's so big. Who is this guy who she's with? She's with like a billionaire?
I think so. I don't even know. I still miss the days when she was with the guy from like Chicago Fire or whatever his name was. But she is very mysterious. Lady Gaga boyfriend. Let's see.
Lady Gaga's ex-husband or ex-boyfriend, that guy from Chicago Fire or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You know how in A Star Is Born, he got really drunk at Saturday Night Live?
No. Oh, you mean in the movie?
In the movie. It's based off what happened to her with that guy from Chicago Fire. I guess he got really drunk and had to be dragged out of SNL.
Interesting.
I mean, I heard this from one person. I did not fact check it, but it is a fun little fact.
That sounds right to me. We're going to spread that one like nobody's business. I'm looking at this man right now. I'm confused because in some of these pictures, he looks like pretty cute. I'm like, all right, Lady Gaga, that makes sense. And then in others, he just looks like this dumpy weirdo. And I can't place it. I don't get it. But only like half the time.
Yeah, he's like kind of hot in some photos, but mostly not hot, I would say.
Yeah. Like if she's scrolling through her Instagram to show her friends who he is, she's scrolling for a little bit. She's like, wait, hold on. Well, just he doesn't – he's not good at every angle. Well, hold on. Like, wait, you need to see this picture from last summer. Like, it's a really good picture. Just give me a second.
That is so true. Yeah, I can't – let me find a photo of him. I can't find a photo of him. That's good. It's like every photo of him is terrible.
He just doesn't post pictures of himself very often. Like, the last good one is from, like, 2017. And, it looks like him, but I don't have anything recent. You're like, he's just ugly, but he's funny. It's fine. Just say that. It's okay.
He doesn't even look funny. He's ugly, but he's rich.
Yeah, he looks just like he manages money extremely well.
Well, that's what Lady Gaga needs.
Yeah.
She needs a silent millionaire. Billionaire. Mm-hmm.
Don't we all?
Yeah, he's not hot.
No, he's not. How did they meet? That's got to be on here somewhere. I'm sure that there's like 800 articles about that right now. All right. They were first photographed kissing at a 2020 New Year's Eve party in Las Vegas. And then went public. This reads like of one of your relationships. They were making out at a 2020 New Year's Eve party. They made it public after a weekend in Miami in 2020. They ended up having to quarantine together for a few months because of 2020.
I wish this was my relationship.
Yeah, I mean, this is quite parallel to this sound. If you just swapped out the names, I'd be like, that was Hannah for sure. Yeah.
But I feel like with Lady Gaga, you kind of got to move quick because you know everything. I mean, I guess you don't really know her, but you know what you're getting into if you're dating her.
I watched her documentary. I know her pretty well. But yeah,
that's how I feel.
I think it all depends on how good you can be at like keeping things low profile and under wraps.
It's like Kylie Jenner and Timothée Chalamet, I guess.
Yeah. Are they still together?
You know, I don't know. I'd like to think they are. I'd like to think they're having a kid together for some reason.
Oh, my God. No, I hope not. Timothée Chalamet does not need to be doing all that. That is the most, like, 18-year-old boy energy on any grown man I've seen.
Why? Because I know he's not. Like, a hot...
Not even that. Like, he just doesn't give me the impression that, like, he's serious about life at all. And that might just be the impressions that, like, people do of him where it's always
that's
just like,
rich people. That's rich people. They don't need to take anything seriously. He has the world at his feet. You know what I mean? He can date whoever the fuck he wants. And he chose big titty Kylie Jenner.
I mean, big titty looking good, Kylie Jenner. She has gotten in crazy shape recently.
Do you think it's genetic? So,
yes. Yes is going to be my answer for anybody that you ask me if they've lost weight or looks good in the past 6 months. It's Ozempic. No one's trying anymore. It's just Ozempic.
God, I wish I could get my hands on some Ozempic.
I mean, out of curiosity, I would too. But I don't know if I want to try it or if I just want to make you be the guinea pig. I'm like, you let your intestines fall out, but tell me how it goes. You look great.
Yeah, what do you think is going to happen to Ozempic people in like 10 years? There's got to be some backlash, right?
Oh, I just think everyone's going to lose control of their bowels. I think you're going to have a ton of celebrities that just like are still skinny, but it's probably because they cannot hold food in their colon for any amount of time. Like they're just going to be pooping uncontrollably.
Is this based off research you've read or just a personal anecdote, just a personal doctor?
I think Dr. Schuyler is mostly coming through, but I've also heard that like it does cause a lot of digestive issues. So that's just the direction I'm going.
Now it's like you can get Ozempic now for $100 a month, apparently, according to the ads that are given to me on Instagram. Who knows if that's true? I guess that's a lot of money, but not that much money. So then when I see a heavier person, it's like, I guess maybe it is harder to get than I'm saying. Is that horrible? It just feels like maybe it's easier to be skinny now.
I mean, with drugs, yeah. So, yeah, I guess they really have lost all, what's it called? Excuse. It's like, so you're just, you're trying eating well and working out? What a loser. Pop this thing in your stomach once a day or whatever it is.
Do we think Lizzo's on Ozempic?
I haven't seen a picture of her recently, so I don't know.
She's lost a lot of weight.
I don't know. It's tough to say because with touring and everything, obviously you're bopping around a lot. Like inevitably, I feel like anyone that tours a significant amount, you have to lose weight. Like you'd have to be in insane shape, not even if you're trying to, but it's just like, okay, well, if you are working out, if you're doing cardio for 3 hours a night, every single night for basically 3 months.
But she's been doing that for years and now she's losing weight. I feel like,
I mean, I'm sure now it's, I feel like it's some Ozempi. I think she's just probably trying to keep that under wraps because she's already got a ton of heat on her. So there's no, it's not going to do her any good to admit that on top of everything else. Although maybe now would be the time where you're just like, you know what? Fuck it. I have no other secrets. Here's another one. Add it to the pile.
I don't know. I feel like because she's there for the big girls, you know?
Yeah.
She wouldn't say she's on it.
Yeah. I think if she has enough PR, whatever the word would be, acumen, I don't think she would admit to it because it would completely fuck over everything she's built for the past however many years.
Her yiddy.
Yeah.
That's why I think she's probably won't get too thin.
Can do you have control over that with those Ozempic?
I mean, I gained 20 pounds on Adderall. So I think you can eat your way through anything.
Okay.
Tracy Morgan said he gained 20 pounds on Ozempic, which did just look like a headline from 30 Rock.
Yeah, it did. But I thought I read that his reasoning, he was just like, I just didn't understand how to eat anymore. Like, it fucks with your brain, I guess, in terms of cravings and, like, hunger cues and all of that. And I think he just didn't know how that worked or whatever it was. He just kept eating because he's like, I don't know what's hunger and what's not.
That's so funny. Okay, I read this thing that J-Lo was wearing $625 dirty jeans. Did you see this?
No, but
she's wearing like poop stained jeans on the front.
Why?
I don't know, but everything she does is kind of cringeworthy.
She's really not winning recently. Like, I'm still seeing videos about the whole running up the block thing. Between that and then her bodega order, whenever that was, like a week and a half ago, I don't know. I think she can't win. And I think she just needs to go away for a little bit.
I do think she is just naturally like kind of absurd. Like, I have a friend who's a private flight attendant.
I think we might have talked about them before.
She's a private flight attendant. She said that J-Lo made her fly up front in the cockpit because she didn't want her in the private jet because I guess her ex-husband, what's his name?
Mark Anthony?
Mark Anthony cheated on her with a flight attendant, so she didn't want a young flight attendant in the airplane.
Interesting. I mean, that's a very common reason with housekeepers and finding people, they claim they want an older person. They're like, oh, they have a lot more experience and all that. I do think a lot of moms that are hiring a nanny want like a 50-plus-year-old nanny because they don't want to deal with a hot nanny in the house. I'm confident
but then you
that
have, what's his name? Schwarzenegger.
Yeah, true.
And it's like, damn, they will really fuck. That's so mean to say.
Yeah, maybe we leave that out.
No, it's staying in. But I'm just saying, like, you think you're safe and men will literally.
Yeah, they will fuck anything. If it's there, it's free game, apparently.
It's not how hot the nanny is. It's just the nanny title.
Yeah, exactly. It's just being the nanny. And they're like, oh, it was nice to see someone so caring. I'm like, Maria Shriver is like the most philanthropic Kennedy that's ever lived. What are you doing? But whatever, Arnold.
Maybe I should just become a nanny.
Dude, honestly, it pays extremely well. You just have to be able to tolerate some of the bullshit that comes with it, aka the children.
Yeah. Oh, I have a question for you.
Okay.
So I, that guy who I was DMing, I was like, when is your housewarming party? Because he said he was having a housewarming party. This is like a few weeks ago. He was like, you can't rush a party, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. It could be next week. It could be in a year from now. And I was like, well, I'm out of town next week. How about April 12th or 13th? And he said April 13th. So then I said, I'm marking my calendar. But now it's been a couple weeks and I haven't heard anything. Do I follow up? Do I say, hey, when's the party? Or, hey, what time does the party start? Or do I just let him? And if he doesn't, then I say nothing. And then the day goes on.
I mean, I think if he was throwing a party and it was, what, 4 days, 5 days in advance, you would probably know about it by now.
Yeah, but there isn't a party, Skylar. We all know there is no party, okay? You just made it.
Were you the one that brought up the party the second time? I remember you talking about it the first time.
So he said he was having a housewarming. And then he right. DM'd me and he was like, oh, and I said, so when's this housewarming party? So I brought it up over DM.
Okay. And that's when he was saying the 13th. I think you could send a cutesy, quote unquote, where it was just like, hey, I actually got invited to another housewarming party that day, but like their apartment seems like shit. I'd much rather go to yours, but I don't know what time it is. Keep me posted. Just make it as fucking, who cares? Make it as obvious as possible. Be like, we know what we're doing here. Let's just cut the shit and invite me over.
But then a part of me is like, does a girl follow up or does she wait for the guy? And then if he doesn't follow up, we just let the day go on like nothing happened?
I mean, technically, yes. That is how it should go.
Okay. But, so yeah. I should just forget it.
I would just make plans for the 13th, yes. Well, here's how I operate. If you make plan, it's like when the forecast says it's going to rain and you don't bring an umbrella because you're like, fuck it, I don't care. It's going to rain. If the forecast says it might rain and you're like, I'm just going to bring an umbrella anyway because I don't want to be caught in the rain, it will not rain. So if you make plans for the 13th.
I actually have
easily
plans.
Breakable. Okay, well then keep those plans and be like, those are my plans for the 13th. I'm not planning on anything else happening. Then somehow the way the universe works, he will come through and be like, oh, actually, I would love to see, like, come to my housewarming party. And then you're like, okay, great. I'm getting out of this what I wanted. But if you don't make those plans and you think this is actually happening, nothing will happen and then you'll be sad.
So you're saying don't follow up.
I don't think you should follow up. Because at the end of the day, you both know what you're doing. So if he would just fucking make the plan, he should just do it.
You're right. You're right. It should be on him.
Yes. It's his house. He's just not warming it very well.
I'm just so impatient. I'm such an impatient person. I can't let people come to me, even though I need to learn to let guys come to me. I'm like, do we have plans or do we not have plans?
No, I don't think that's impatient. You're a planner. You like to know what you're doing with your time.
Yeah. But then it's like, and I think that's fair. As needy and aggressive.
I mean, true, but at the same time, I'm like, sometimes it's just good to own that thing about yourself. Like, if you know you're a planner, you like to know where you're going to be, what you're going to do. I'm not a spontaneous person. I really wanted to be for the longest time, and I finally figured out, I'm like, I like knowing today what I'm doing on Friday. I have a vague plan for Saturday, no real plan for Sunday, but it's still Tuesday. Like, we will get there, but I need to know that. I can't have someone call me on Sunday and be like, hey, in an hour, do you want to go do this, this, and this? It will freak me out.
I hate that.
No.
It's like, no, I can't stand that. I already planned to do nothing.
Exactly. Like, my mind has been made up to not leave my apartment. I'm not doing anything today. I'm not expected to be anywhere, which is like how my brain resets itself. So if I have nothing to do, my nothing to do is still something, because that's just what I decided.
That's the plan I've made in my mind, 100%.
Yeah.
I just, you know what it is? You know what the problem is? I wish he would just message me.
I know. That is the problem.
I've been on a fucking, I thought I was killing it, and I've been on a down spiral. I need to catch dick fast.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of, like, in person, via app, do you really care?
I don't care.
What level are we looking at? Like, high quality? Reasonably high quality? Good enough?
Yeah, good enough.
Okay.
Obviously, high quality is always preferred.
Right. But, like, I'm trying to just determine what the scale is. Like, where, how wide is the range?
How good I am?
Yeah. Like, I'm decent at best? Are we at decent at best?
I'm, like, joking about how desperate I am, but, like, Mercury is in retrograde, so I don't think I'll meet my husband this month, but it's not – I am eager to meet someone.
Right. Well, did you go outside and view the eclipse? Because that was apparently the best place to, like, congregate with your fellow man.
They were selling glasses across the street from me for $4.99. And I was like, that's expensive. And then I went back and they were $6.99 and then they sold out immediately. So I was like, oh my God. And I couldn't find glasses anywhere. But then I walked by a guy and he was like, oh, I got mine. I'm a teacher. You can look through mine. And I saw it through the glass. It was cool.
It was cool. Well, that was but that's the way to do it. You don't buy your glasses. You go find the person that had them already. In that case, like, was he cute or was he just a man?
Not cute.
Okay. But that would have been a cute scenario. That's the type of stuff you gotta – we just need another eclipse or something.
Well, has anything spooky happened to you? Because, you know, the eclipse brings over spooky behavior.
Nothing spooky. I went to the dentist this morning, and they kind of jabbed me in the jaw. So that wasn't preferred, but it wasn't scary. Otherwise, no. I lived my life.
I found Has anything three spooky heads happened of to you? Pennies. No.
Oh.
But I found three heads. Oh, but here's the thing. Okay, so you know how, like, in an eclipse, this is how creepy I am. So, like, they're saying if spooky shit's happened, people might return to your life or whatever. But should I be the person that returns to their life? You know what I mean? Like, someone's got to be the initiator, you know? So it's like,
I don't think that's how that works. I don't think they're saying someone will return to your life. Maybe that person's you looking in the mirror going after someone else. I think you do need to have something come to you. You could be someone else's, but you do need to have something come to you in return. You don't get to play both sides of that heads up coin.
I could play the spooky person. You know what I mean? Like, I could be the spooky initiator.
I could be the spooky one. I don't think that's what that means.
I signed up for sugarbaby.com. That's in the works.
Okay.
I don't know if I can actually do it, though. These men are heinous.
Do you already have examples of, like, what they're asking for?
No. I've just been browsing the photos.
Okay.
And it is rough.
Quite bleak.
Very bleak.
Do they have little profiles where it's like, hey,
I don't know why I thought they would be hot. They're paying for women to hang out with them.
Yeah, no, that's
I didn't expect to be hot. I just didn't think they would be dogs.
Really?
Yeah, I guess so.
Think of like any photo you've seen where it's like a meme of a really hot girl on a yacht with a really fat, greasy, kind of creepy looking man. And you're just like, well, I know why you're there. Good for you. Like, it's never the hot girl on the boat with like George Clooney or like even Leonardo DiCaprio. And I think that might even just be because he's Leo DiCaprio, not because he's
hot. Women. He pays women to hang out.
Yeah.
But they're hotter than I am. Let's just put it that way.
I mean, they're also, unfortunately, I hate to break it to you, they're probably like 10 years younger than you are too, so.
Oh my God, you're right.
It just, you can't win that one. But yeah, you're not getting any hotties out of this. Like, you're getting money out of it.
A hottie billionaire. You're right.
No.
This is a job. Just like everything else, this is another job.
This is just a job with a very interesting boss. Now, you could be just such a great companion to this man that you work your way into the will. I don't think you're going to get a lot out of it. But let's say he was like, you know what? Hannah was a good time. It was really nice to have someone that I could chat with. I'll throw her a 20K when I pass away. Okay, that's fine.
So you think you should Anna Nicole Smith it and really just get them on their deathbed?
Yeah. But I don't know if you want to marry them. I don't know if you just want to be like a really good friend where they're like, she made my last few years happy. I don't think you're going to get the estate out of the whole thing is what I'm saying.
Yeah, no, probably not. Okay, I thought it would be a good like book to write is like Summer as a Prostitute.
Yeah.
Summer as a toot.
Rootin' tootin' summer.
Yeah, rootin' tootin' summer. And then each chapter is just an old man name.
A different man, yeah.
Kenneth.
How many men, I guess, or how long would you give each man? Like, do you get to set a time limit? Big, we are going to do this for 4 months.
I think it's a mutual understanding. I don't think it's like, you know, handcuffed to a radiator type of thing. I think
you're not like contracted.
Okay. No, I think it is like a relationship, just you're getting paid for it.
Can you be a sugar baby to multiple sugar daddies?
Of course.
Okay.
Yeah.
I got to see some of these photos. I want to see what you're getting yourself into.
Oh, I thought of a good name. Kennedy.
Oh, that is Kennedy, a good sugar.
Kennedy Jacobs.
Mm-hmm. I like that.
I also think I'm actually going to do this, to be honest. But it is fun to think about.
I think it's worth giving at least one go, just seeing how it goes.
For coffee or something?
Yeah. Just for nothing else than the bit, if you just did it for the bit just once where you're like, okay, like now I know. Because maybe it won't be that bad. Maybe it is just a man that's like, I'm just fucking awkward and I need someone to sit here and talk to me. And when you go into it knowing that they know that they're awkward, then you're like, okay, well, this isn't really awkward anymore. The worst part about an awkward person is that they think everything's cool.
I have really bad social anxiety in that I'm always scared of the silence. You know, I'm always scared of the break in the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
I anticipate the break and I'm like, fuck, it's coming up. They're ending their sentence.
But then you get to sit there and be like, well, I'm going to earn myself an extra $500 by just keeping this thing rolling. I've got things to talk about for days. It would actually be a really good way to, like, what if you just tried out new material on these men without them knowing? So every coffee date or dinner or whatever was just you being like, let me see if this lands. And then you just try out different jokes.
So how about cauliflower? Am I right?
And then you gauge their interest. You're like, all right, that's not going to work.
What's the deal with socks? Yeah.
I mean, maybe don't break out your Seinfeld material on these guys if you're trying to make money, but otherwise.
Yeah, I guess maybe. Rootin' Tootin' Summer. That's a hilarious title for a prostitute book.
Really good prostitute book.
By Kennedy Jacobs.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have a lot of friends who are prostitutes. I don't actually. I do know one. I do know one. We interviewed one on this podcast.
Yeah, that was a while ago.
She's
yeah,
out of I know she's out of Atlanta, and she says it's the favorite her favorite profession she's ever had. And she was Chelsea Handler's personal stylist for like 10 years.
See, you can contain multitudes.
Yeah, I guess so. I really want to be Pookie.
A little dead behind the eyes, but otherwise, like, well dressed.
Dead behind the eyes?
Or something that's not right there. I think that's very clear.
What do you think's going on? Something dead behind the eyes?
I mean, I think they both look a little dead behind the eyes. I think it's just like a little bit too robotic and just like freaks me out.
It is very Stepford Wivesy, but her yes. outfits are on point, and she lives the fucking life. She yes. lives the goddamn life. She doesn't work. He brings her breakfast in bed. He's obsessed with her, and he clearly makes a shit ton of money. She has an Hermes bag. I can't even say it. Hermes. I'm like, she has a Hermes bag.
She has a hermit crab. Do you think she really likes him?
Yeah.
Do we think that's even part of it? I don't know. I'm a cynic about shit like that. Like, I can't see other people happy to save my fucking life. I don't know. I think they are just such a different couple than I would ever want to be. It's either
Why?
That or
that's the couple that I want. That is no. exactly what I want.
Because I just, I'm like, what, do you guys joke around with each other? Like, are, because my other thing is, I hope to God this is true. I would love for them to come out in like 5 years if they just like ride this train and just be like the funniest, most committed comedians ever. Like, this would be so funny to me if they're faking it. Because I'm like, that's incredible. But I just, I'm not sure.
So the fact that they're real, like, freaks you out?
Yeah. I don't like it. Makes me very uncomfortable. Like, those are the type of people, if Ryan were like, oh, we have a new guy at work, like, he wanted to go out to dinner, like, thought we could double date, do that. And if I was sitting in front of them, I would just be sitting there like, I don't know what to – I don't know how to talk to you. I feel like you can't joke. I want to joke with people, even if it's like –
I think they might be able to take a good joke.
I don't know.
It's I do crazy think how famous they are.
I know. Reese Witherspoon like has mentioned them on the red carpet.
In saying what?
I think they were asking about her outfit, and she mentioned something. She's like, "Oh, it's giving Pookie something, something, something," and then that was it. I think then they reposted it, and then she commented on that on their TikTok or Instagram, was just like, oh my god, love it, huh? Like,
I want a jet. I want to be someone Pookie.
But could you be yourself as someone's Pookie, or do you think you have to like go full into Pookie mode? Because I don't know if you know what you're getting into with that.
Oh, you're saying you don't think I could be dead behind the eyes? I could be dead behind the eyes. Easily.
Practice now.
I don't know. I just think there's such a I on her Like to Know It on Instagram. Mm-hmm. I buy all of her outfits off Amazon. Amazon dupe her outfits.
Nice.
I think she's so hot.
She's very. I mean, they're a cute couple. She's way cuter
he's
than him.
Not
I think.
As hot as yeah. He's like
no.
He's like dorky to me. He's yes. the guy at the office that everyone's like Jet's like kind of weird.
Yeah. He's the guy that at your high school reunion, you would be like, wait, what was his – what did that guy do? And he was like a theater tech or somebody like that. And then he just met some girl in college and found the hot girl. He went to like university – he went to Mizzou and came back with
no,
the hot girl.
This guy went to like fucking Yale.
See, I don't – I can't get behind – they need to be Southern in my book. This is the only way I can accept this. If they're like – an Alabama power couple, whatever, fine. But you live in Connecticut? Absolutely not.
They live in Atlanta, I think.
No, either way. I just,
I need them to be as Southern as possible. I need it to be that story because otherwise it doesn't work for me.
I love it. I live for it. I'm like, I want to be Pookie.
I mean, I feel like that will be the Halloween costume of 2024 for sure.
100%. Mm-hmm. A Pookie was put into a remix of a EDM song.
Oh my God.
Pookie looking absolutely fire.
Yep.
That's why I think they're joking. Like, I don't think they're doing it dead serious. I think he's fucking around.
I mean, I hope so. Again, I'm saying I would find it so funny if it is a joke. If they've just pulled this off, I'm like, incredible. I love things like that. It would be like a Nathan Fielder kind of thing where you're just like, oh, what? That's really, really good. Like, great work. But it scares me if that isn't what's happening.
Yeah. Okay, well, we've been almost going for an hour. So do you have any, do you have a personal goofy cunt of the week? Anyone?
You know, not off the top of my head, but I feel like I saw something a little bit ago and now I need to know who it is. I mean, if it were to be anybody, it would be, what's her name? JoJo Siwa and or her teeth. We can separate the two.
Oh, yeah, definitely JoJo Siwa and her teeth. Also, Morgan Wallen.
Actually, that can be our goofy cunt of the week.
Just, I mean, this guy's such an asshole.
Yeah.
And he gets away with it every time.
I'm sure I've heard a Morgan Wallen song. I know I've heard people freak out about Morgan Wallen.
Last night, we in a now. And a bada 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 bada.
I'm going to need you to be a lot more specific. No.
He just sounds like he's racist, which the last time he got in trouble, he said the N-word on a Ring camera.
Oh, people just kind of
let that slide.
I don't like that at all. I'm not
I know.
Into this.
That really turned me off. And then the throwing the chair out the window, I'm like, this guy's just a fucking alcoholic asshole.
Yeah, I think he just sounds like a dick. And the thing is, it's like you're trying to be a dick for being a country music singer. Like, unfortunately, it's just not the same level as anybody else. Like, you're not fucking Mick Jagger. You don't get to do this kind of thing. Also, you're not in any 80s rock band. So this type of behavior, I don't think really flies anymore. So what are you doing? He does have a song called I Deserve a Drink. I don't think that's relevant anymore.
Or it's very relevant because he just went to prison.
The most relevant jail, it's ever been.
Jail? Prison? Jail? Is it jail or prison?
Jail is the little one. Jail. Prison is like the big guns.
I know. One time my friend in COVID, he got blackout drunk and broke into the apartment above his because he didn't know that he was in the wrong apartment. And I was like, oh, you went to prison. He was like, whoa, okay, I went to jail. I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. Like,
my bad. Less intense. You're so still locked up? Cool.
Yeah. You still had it on an orange jumpsuit, my friend. Okay, well, this episode has been absolutely fire. I'll put up the correct edit.
I don't think we talk shit this time, so you could just put up the raw cut. Who cares?
That's true. All right. Talk to
Bye,
you
guys.
Later. Bye.